Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to punch the losers in the face. Welcome to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
I mean, that guy just came out so strong. So he's taking the
form. Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins. Those are Dolphins. Some kind of a bird. Yeah, okay, the Dolphins.
What's up with Marquise Goodwin there in Santa Clara?
Well, you know, he's the speedster. He's taking all the kind of like the poster leave-ins. You know, they're gearing towards Pierre Garçon and Hyde. And now there's tight end Kittles and Bits. That's what I'm calling him. That's my name. He's busting out. So, I mean, that leaves it wide open for Goodwin. So, I got a hunch he's due.
And you got Doyle versus Seattle, and you got Davis versus Kansas City.
I got to find some old man to teach me how to dance real good. You know that? Somebody about 80 years old. You know anybody that age?
I'm in my wizardry league. So, do I start Wendell Smallwood or Stephon Diggs? It's amazing that Chris Thompson is just having the beginning of the season that he's having. 15 points against Philadelphia, 27 against the Rams, 31 against the Raiders last week. Like I said, just left Left my mouth wide open. But
Juju or Jordan Reed? Who should I start, Juju or Jordan Reed?
Jordan Reed, I guess. I don't know who they are.
No, you know Juju.
I know Juju,
kid.
Mom.
Isn't Juju Roy's kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
Man, now you got me freaking out because I got Kelvin Benjamin on my bench, and now you gave him such an inspiring speech, and I want to start him. So, yeah.
49ers running back. I just traded away for Will Fuller, the wide receiver from the Texans. He's coming in. Four touchdowns in the last two games. I'm in. Fuller. I like him. I like his hair. She looks crazy. That's what's wild about him. I like his crazy hair. And I should have kept him in one of my dynasty leagues. I had a drum with him, and I'll never let it down. I'll never let him go.
Hey, with Tyler Lockett, he's either a bust or a bang. You really just never know. He hasn't really had anything too consistent to really know if he's going to be amazing, but it's hard not to try him out because he might just go off any minute or any game.
Yeah, especially at the end, especially
like
against the Cubs.
Powell is a 70% owned player. Right, and everybody jumped on him, and I don't know why, because he is playing on the Jets. He's had 15 attempts for 37 yards, one touchdown this season, 7 attempts for 22 yards against Buffalo, 6 attempts for 13 against their loss in Oakland. The guy's seen the end zone one time. I would say he's a low-end RB2, and I wouldn't play Bilal Powell if he was the only one on my team.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Your boy Lil Neil, number 41 in your program, number one in your heart, giving a shout out to Soul Kitchen Radio. Fantasy football. That's how we do it up in here. Up in here.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
Soul Kitchen Radio, Fantasy Football. It is week 13. This is the week. This is the week. When you find out if you even want to set your lineup next week, I don't know why we don't have an asterisk on the names right now in Yahoo, but this week will be your last week. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next year after this week is over. So that's the way it's going to turn out this week. Either you roll on to next week, or you have fun playing in the consolation games where you're not going to win any money. You just play for pride. You try to beat your buddy who's also a loser. And you guys just have a good time. And you say, hey, it was a great fantasy football season. I'll deal with that next year and start thinking about who your keeper is going to be. But if you're in the playoffs, it's very important because you want to make sure that you got the great lineup to put you in that first, second, or third position so you could play that sorry guy in six or eight. This is the week. Lou, Memphis Lou, how you feeling today, man? It's fantasy football week 12.
Man, I am on the edge. Great in the real world, the Dallas Cowboys whooped up on the racist name team from Washington on Thursday night in prime time. But my fantasy teams, they're on the bubble, man. I need to win today, and I need some help in the big money league. I need some big help in the Soul Kitchen $50 league. You know, I'm on the cusp, man, on the outside looking in. So I'm looking for a win and a miracle today.
Man, I got, you know, I'll tell you about my situations in a little bit. Misha, how you looking? How you looking this week, man? Are you playing to win the game this week? Or are you just playing next year will be good?
Oh no! I got a couple. I mean, I'm in five leagues this year. I think I've got inspired by you guys. Two of the leagues I'm in. Two of the leagues. It was kind of like, screw it, why not? You know, it doesn't matter who I play. But in that one, I'm kind of in a weird position because all I had Ryan Fitzpatrick that was killing for me, but he's no longer playing because the main guy got the show back. And I got Jimmy Garoppolo going up today, so I'm praying that Jimmy is my answer. But there are some
Jimmy Garoppolo sightings. Our first Jimmy D sighting.
I know.
Our first Jimmy D sighting comes from Russia. All right. So,
everybody thought I was Jimmy G last night at the bars. Last night, I was trying to call as Jimmy G.
Jimmy G. In live in Chicago today, not going to be at Soldier Field apparently because he's too hungover. And
yeah.
Deto, live in Chicago. How's it been, man? I've seen you've been at the Bulls games. You're doing the whole Chicago deep dish pizza thing. You're going out. How you loving it? What's the atmosphere out there?
It's a cool atmosphere. There's a lot of big butts out here. I love butts. And a lot of food, a lot of sports people, a lot of people that like to talk shit. So it's right up the Chencho's alley, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, there it is, man.
I'm going to go over here to this place called I'm going to this place called Mother Hubbard's. It's a big sports bar down here, tons of TVs, it's all over the place. It's over there by like Harry Carey's restaurant downtown. Should be fun.
Okay, you staying downtown?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who
I'm
you staying
here,
with?
Bro.
You
I'm
staying
here.
In a hotel, or you staying downtown, or you staying with a friend,
oh,
or what?
My boy Paul, man, he's the man. He's got the Texas apartment out here. Freaking see the river outside. It's awesome.
Can he give you a good tour of Cabrini Green?
Oh yeah, man.
Cabrini Green,
man.
Give you a good tour out there. Jewtown.
We went to Lincoln Park, like the band. We went there. And he was spending last night. He's BJ too. So. Yeah, right now we're just
chilling.
Let's talk about to go get.
Let's talk about your fantasy teams. Are you on the bubble? Are you in the playoffs? Are you on the bubble?
Okay, two of them I'm in the playoffs, or I'm on the bubble of the playoffs. One of them I'm in for sure. And the other one I'm on the bubble too. So I got two bubbles. One of the bubbles is a dynasty league, so I'm kind of in between. I'm like, you know what? If I'm not going to win it, I don't think my team's strong enough to win it. I kind of want to just fucking lose on purpose so I could go in for the good draft pick next year. Because I'm a punk.
Okay.
I'm a punk ass bitch.
There you go. You're doing Kyle Shanahan. You got some Kyle Shanahan in your life right now.
Yeah.
So how do you think Jimmy G's going to do today? Is Jimmy G a starter, a legitimate starter against the Chicago Bears tonight?
Technically, he's like the greatest quarterback of all time right now. I mean, right? I mean, one pass, touchdown, boom. He should just retire.
100% rating. There it is.
Yep.
The guy
I'm
going to
start him right
must,
now.
I must butt in on that one, too. He's also the second handsomest player in NFL as we speak. You know.
Who's the first one?
So, well, you already know. I'm a little biased when it comes to Tom Brady and New England Patriots.
Do you think Tom Brady cute with his butt shed, man? He's crazy.
Just a bot.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always got ready something. Yeah, but, yeah, I wish for the best for the 49ers. Now they got Jimmy. So it'd be nice to see a quarterback that was working his way underneath Tom Brady actually show something and show to the league that it's not just a system they have there in New England. So I hope
so
Jimmy goes off today.
As a diehard New England fan, Misha, let me ask you this. How long will it take you to before Jimmy G is in your distant past? Because I know right now, to you, he's still a Patriot, right? And you're like, oh, my God, it's Jimmy G. He's a Patriot. He's over in San Francisco. But when does he really just land in San Francisco to you? Like, how long did it take you to get over Matt Castle leaving New England?
You know, it's one of those things. It's once a Patriot, always a Patriot. You know, you always kind of look at them. And Jimmy, who is just so close to the truth, that he'll always kind of, you know, always will root for him unless he's playing against the Patriots. You know, you want to
okay.
see the best
lady
against
the Patriots.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. And so today also, yes, it is my birthday, but it's also my mom's birthday. So we're going to have my mom. I'm going to call her in a little while. We'll have her on there for her birthday picks. And that'll be a fun one. We can sing happy birthday. And if you want to wish happy birthday to her, 646-668-2411, go ahead and hit us with that. And as far as my teams, I am out in my own leagues pretty much, in my own fantasy football league where I'm the commissioner. I'm also a bye-bye. I'm looking towards next year. But I got two leagues in Comcast that I play with my buddies. I'm a third and second, and also the Big Money League. The Big Money League, the Big ESPN League, I'm tied for first in that one. And I'm still kind of sore, Lou, from last year because I didn't understand the Super Bowl that we had to play 2 weeks in ESPN. And so this year I'm planning to make it and get the big money. And I've been on a tear, Lou. And I'm starting off pretty good because whoever I played a kicker on Thursday night, which Thursday night, we should call that TND, the Thursday night duds. Thursday night is never a good night to play football, to play fantasy football. The players don't even like it. They come out. Dak Prescott's been a super, super upset this season, this last few, ever since Ezekiel Elliott went out. What's going on with Dak? Let's speak on Dak for a little bit, Lou.
Dak sucks.
Man,
well, all it
boils down to is he's still a young guy who has to depend on his running game to get the passing game going. And when you know that they don't have their number one all-pro running back, then every defensive player can pin his ear back, bring hell on the quarterback, rush the quarterback, you know, stunt him in between the line because they know you don't have much of a run game. But once Ezekiel Elliott comes back, you know, and once we, you know, get the line fully healthy, then things will get better for Dak Prescott. You know, no, he's not a Tom Brady. No, he's not Aaron Rodgers, you know, or Brett Favre, you know, but he's decent. And, you know, he managed the game last Thursday night. He managed it. You know, it wasn't spectacular. It wasn't pretty, you know, but a win is a win. And I think he is one of those guys, man. He has to have his pieces in place in order for him to shine.
All right, there it is. So what going forward, would you play Dak Prescott before the end of the season, before Ezekiel Elliott comes out, or is he in a position, can he be reliable through the playoffs at this point?
You have to take a look at who the Cowboys have up next. The New York Giants, excuse me, their defense is not the best. The Dallas Cowboys can – they can make some things happen. He can put up points against the Giants. The Oakland Raiders, same thing. Defense isn't that great. He should have an opportunity to make some things happen.
Watch your mouth, sucker.
And, hey, tell truth, shame the devil, baby. And then week 16, week 16 is a, I believe, a playoff game. Week 16 against the Seattle Seahawks, you win and you're in. You lose, you can hang it up. Ezekiel Elliott is back that game. I'd still deal with that, but Josh McCown is out there. You know, I'd still deal with that, but there's still some other guys out there. You know, so if you have him, and there's no one else available, then, yes, play him. I'm playing him in some of my leagues, but in others where there were other quarterbacks available, I have gone out and picked up a down. I have gone back to Derek Carr. I have gone back to Alex Smith. You know, Dak is serviceable, but I just wouldn't put the money in his hand right now.
All right. Misha, do you have an injury report for us? Coming to Misha, we're going to have an injury report real quick. Right when we come back, Misha's going to hit you with the latest injuries, who to start, who to not start. What, if you got him in your lineup, take him out today. It will, and that includes, yes, we're going to be talking about Antonio Brown in a little bit. What are you going to do with Antonio Brown? Right back, Soul Kitchen Radio, 646-668-2411.
Full start. Everyone but the center. Offense. 5-yard penalty.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football. Fantasy football.
Drop the HGH and come out with your hands up.
Hey, Wangster, have we got the perfect accessory for your bedroom? The new Criminal Pothead. Just peel back the sticker and you can have the NFL's biggest thugs on your wall. And when you buy one Cincinnati bagel, you get the other nine fellas free.
Hey, everyone, this is Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. You're watching Hey, everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. You are listening to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're taking your start to sit right now. We're taking your all your calls, 646-668-2411, Week 12 Fantasy Football. Right now, let's go out to Russia, out to the top of the to Putin's town, and let's get an update from Misha. Start the sits, Misha. Yes, sir.
Well, we got Amari Cooper fans. Unfortunately, he's not going to be around for this one. He's been downgraded to out. So just letting peepskies know on that one. You got C.J. Beathard. He is also not doing too damn well. I guess he's pretty banged up, so I would really question him. All the Paxton Lynch guys, I don't know why you would even have them. But he's not going to be going in there today. And, of course, we got Kerwin Williams, also pretty banged up. Looks like he might be out. Terron Armstrong, Marquise Goodwin, Telvin Smith, Connor Baldwin. There's a lot of guys that are banged up. The big one, of course, that everyone's wondering about is all the Patriots guys. Mr. Hogan, Chris Hogan, he's not playing today. He's still out, unfortunately.
Fucker.
Gillisley. He's also out as well, and unfortunately that prized possession, the Buffalo snatched up, Mr. Kelvin Benjamin, he's not playing today either. So there's a lot of guys, yeah, a bit questionable. And as well as Greg Olsen, everyone's been waiting for his return. But there's a chance that he might not be going in today. Same with Doug Martin, Damian Williams, Ryan Kelly.
Rashard Matthews is concerning me. He's a good wide receiver. I like him. He's been out. He's inactive.
Yeah, he has.
He has kind of just fell off the face of the earth, along with his quarterback, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately. He's a last-second decision that they got to make on him, unfortunately. So there's a lot of dudes that are a bit in question. And as far as Antonio
Brown, one of the big
ones, get a bit of a the one with Antonio Brown, he'll be in there. He'll be in there. He had a bit of a little setback with his toe, but he is going to be playing. A big one was also Abdullahi for Detroit, and unfortunately, he is not going in today. He's out.
Yeah, Abdullahi.
What'd you call him? What's his name? What'd you call him?
Abdullahi.
Abdullah.
Yeah. Yeah, but unfortunately, if you got
he's part of the brain,
if you got him, he's auto, so he's not in there. Matthew Stafford, he's a bit of a questionable one too. He's got a hurting ankle, so if you have no choice to put him in, you put him in. But if you do have another option, I would go with someone else.
Oh, yeah,
and
he messed that up on Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah. The same thing with Delanie Walker. He's still a bit shaken up and possible concussion protocol. So.
Yeah, I think all those guys have to do with Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota has fell off so much. It's been so terrible watching the downfall of Marcus Mariota. You know, I've been on this guy. I've been playing him. And all of a sudden, I gotta start Brett Hundley over Marcus Mariota. When does life get worse?
Fun fact about Delanie Walker, me and him both banged the same chick. She said I had a bigger wang.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Just saying.
That's always a beautiful thing.
And you could quote him.
Hey, but Brett Hundley should do fine, though. Brett Hundley should do fine. Dude put up almost 30 points against Pittsburgh going against Tampa Bay today. I need him to step up because I got two of his wide receivers rolling. And on this injury report deal, I'm concerned with Antonio Brown. I'm hearing doubtful. It's a long shot. That's Monday night, you know. So I can't risk it. I need these points. I'm trying to get in the playoffs. So I roll the dice, and I'm starting Jermaine Kearse, who I know is going to roll today, and I put Antonio Brown on the bench because I can't risk it.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, so would you play today? Would you risk Antonio Brown or play Carlos Hyde? What would you guys do? I mean, is Antonio Brown
in a big money league?
You just don't want to. In a big money, let's call it a big money league. You play
Carlos
Hyde.
I know
with
Hyde, man.
Carlos
solid. I know with Hyde, dude. He's solid. He's not hurt. They're not playing for anything.
Because here's the thing: on Monday night, you'll be in a pickle because you got Antonio Brown. You can't drop him on Monday night. You can't trade him on Monday night. So if he doesn't go, I'll get the big fat goose egg. So I'd rather get some points than no points.
Right.
And I think you have a big point. I think you have a big point because I think they're going to try to save him for that big game against the New England Patriots. So they might want to preserve him. Even if he does play, I don't think he's going to play all his snaps. So I think you have a very valid reason for a concern.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with Adrian Peterson.
In one of my big money leagues, this is what I did. I went out and I picked up Eli Rogers. And so I have him
I have him ready to go in case Antonio does not go. He's on my bench, and it's an easy swap out on Monday night. So if Eli Rogers is out there, I mean, let me see how many people got him. Eli Rogers is probably
in the ESPN league. In the ESPN league, he's owned in 0.4 of a point. 0.4, and that's up 0.2.
Got a hunch he's due.
Wow.
Yeah, he got 5 points last week. He's projected to give 7 this week, and I mean it's good to stash him if you have that space.
If you have the space, you know, and it's good because he is owned in 1% of every league in Yahoo, and this might just be his time. He's a good backup if you want to stash him, or go with the other points that you know you're going to get from Carlos Hyde or somebody else you have on your team. Because of Eli Rogers, he might just get a couple, because you know Martavius Bryant is back and he's probably more owned than anybody else. The other part of that team.
Come on, Bryant.
Juju, my brother.
Yeah, Juju out there.
Yeah.
Right.
See, I have I just picked up Eli Rogers. I was going to ask, what do you guys think if I set down Antonio Brown? And it's so tempting to put him in there, but I know he doesn't have a good quarterback to throw to him, but it's so tempting to put Josh Gordon in there. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, I'm starting him.
Oh, man, that's right, Josh Gordon.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
I'm starting Josh Gordon.
And for real, Seals Johnson.
Let me
Johnson.
Tell you, Josh Gordon is going to be out there, and he's going to be out there sober. So remember that.
They may not play well.
You're starting a sober
yeah.
Josh Gordon. Good luck.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? If this guy is that good to start – first game back from practice, man. I mean, he's got to have something in him, right? So coaches don't just put him up there for no reason.
Well, you know, they put him out there maybe because he's Josh Gordon. They're the Cleveland Browns, and they need a spark. But there's a big difference between practice run and game time run. And what's going to happen is Josh Gordon will go out there, and he's going to start getting winded. So he won't get a lot of snaps. But he might be a good asset, but he's going to be pulling himself out because he's going to be connected to that oxygen tank all day. Mm-hmm. So think about that. He's going to be on limited snaps. He'll be out there, but he'll probably be on limited snaps. But it's going to be fun to watch him out there.
Up.
Everybody's getting him. What's his percentage right now, Lou?
He's 64% owned in ESPN leagues. That's up 31% this week. Coach Hugh Jackson says he will play as much as possible today. You know, so they're expecting to, you know, put him in the frying pan. So he's
I'm starting him over
Deshaun points.
Jackson.
Why not? Why not? Dilly dilly.
Deshaun Jackson is doing solid. He's been doing solid the last 3 weeks over double digits, you know, but nothing too crazy. You know, Mike Evans is the man over there. So, but they're getting Winston back, so you never know.
Yeah, and famous Jameis, he's going to be out there today. They're going to play against a banged up Green Bay defense, but I don't know.
He's
going
to start throwing it to
Brate
again.
Right.
Throw it to Brate and Evans, and that's it.
And that's who I need him to throw it to because that's who I got, Jameis and Brate.
Well, then you're good.
I was kind of concerned about Jameis coming back. So in one league, I actually sat him. I sat him, and I went to the Jets and picked up my guy. You know, I like Jameis Winston. You know, he's always – you know, doing something good when he's in the game. But
you're starting McCown?
I had to start Josh McCown on him, man. Josh McCown gave 30 points last week against Carolina. know, the Kansas City defense. This ain't last year's Kansas City defense. You know, McCown's been handling business.
I like that wide receiver, Robbie Anderson, undrafted rookie out of Temple last year. He's pretty good. He's small. He's skinny, but he's squirrely. That's his thing.
Yep. 81% on, 35 points last week.
That's actually he's actually one of Uncle Frencho's dynasty darlings from last year. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Wow. but my guy on the Jets is Jermaine Kearse, you know. Mr.
He's
slow and steady. Yeah, he's done well for me. 39% on in fantasy leagues. He's projected to give 9 today, so I'm hoping to double dip in the McCown Kearse hookup today.
Double dip
and go get it. Double dip and hit that shit. So we got something from Twitter real quick. Let me see. Here we go. Need to win today to make playoffs. Help me pick 2. Devontae Freeman, Drake, or Cup in a PPR. Which 2 are you going with? Cooper Cup, Drake, or Freeman?
Well, Drake, I think, is a good play because Williams is going to be out, so it's going to be Drake's all day. And then I don't know about Devontae. I usually give him a week before, you know, when they come back from an injury. You never know. They could re-aggravate it. It's a gamble. So.
And they're going against Minnesota, so, you know.
And they're going against
defense.
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of shy away from Freeman this week.
At least for a week.
All right, so we're saying go with Cooper Kupp and Kenya Drake.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right. Dilly dilly, we're all there.
Dilly dilly,
dilly dilly. All right, let's get some money from these damn Budweiser. All right, Riddick or Booker? Dilly dilly, Riddick or Booker?
Well, what's up with Abdullah? Is Abdullah Amangate, is he playing or no? He's not playing.
No, he's not playing. He was listening to Busta Rhymes song too much, and he broke his mother effing neck, as they say.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, well then,
so
yeah,
he
Theo's
break
gonna
his
be
neck,
the.
But...
Theo, how
yeah, Burger will be a good. Oh, Theo Riddick.
Alex Burkhead.
Yeah.
Theo Riddick, half PPR. Theo Riddick. There you go. I always like Theo Riddick, man. I've been really waiting for him to catch on this year, and he hasn't really caught on too much. But lately, he's been on fire. Let's see what his latest stuff is. I'm not even looking
Minnesota,
at it.
I got you. Last week against Minnesota, 4.1 points, 5 carries, 20 yards. A week prior in Chicago, 9 carries, 35 yards, only 5 points. You know, he's been kind of hit or miss there. He's gone in double digits 1, 2, 3, 4 times this season so far, with his highest being in week 10 against Cleveland. I'm sorry, week 1 against Arizona, he got 14. And then week 10 against Cleveland, he got 13.7. So with Abdullah being out, Riddick could get, well, he should get, you know, more looks and more touches. So this could be his time to shine. It is high for the season against the Scout Baltimore Ravens defense.
All right, one more here off of Twitter. Which wide receiver to start today? Sterling Shepard, Dontrell Inman, Zay Jones, or Jermaine Kearse? He could start only one of those. Wow. That's pretty good. Well, to me, Sterling Shepard is out. Do not play any New York Giants, even against the Oakland Raiders defense today, because you don't know what the hell is going to happen with what's his name?
Geno.
The crybaby that's starting the quarterback, Geno Smith.
Geno.
What about Dontrell Inman, Zay Jones, or Jermaine Kearse, guys? Which ones you got? Start one.
I feel like I'd go with Jermaine Kearse.
Yeah.
Trust that guy.
Trust Jermaine Kearse.
Trust that guy.
I always like Dontrell Inman.
Zay Jones has been on a tear lately, fellas.
But Curse is, you know, is my dude, man. Last week, 24.5 points against Carolina. I'm rolling with him this week. I'm hoping to double dip with him. So he's projected 9 points. He's gone in the 20s twice this season. He's been in the teens 3 times, you know. So, you know, dude got hands. He got hands, and he got a decent quarterback throwing to him. So I'd ride with
Curse. We're riding with Curse all day then. There you go. All right. So let's take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and talk to Mom. It is her birthday. She is 80 today, everybody. You know, this is
blessing.
That's crazy. 80 years old is hard to get to. We all hope to get there one day. So we're going to get her on the line. We'll be right back. It's Soul Kitchen Radio Fantasy Football. And get your questions in and get your stuff in. Get ready to mess with Mom. Let's give her a good – let's start it off with a nice good prank call, Nisha. Tell her that I went to – I don't know, I owed the IRS money or something. Give her something,
yeah,
Nisha. Think of something good.
That's no problem.
We'll give her something real good.
Think of something.
All
okay.
Right. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Play Michael Crabtree. Play Clive Walford if you got him. Play Amari Cooper because it's going to be ACDC all day in Jacksonville. The Raiders are going to improve to 5-2, and then they're going to stay in Florida. And then next week, they're going to take out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Fantasy football.
Gotta go with Geno Smith. He's your man. He's going to put a beauty to that basement. You know, if you want to make sure that your team just does not produce, you got to go with Geno Smith. You're missing out if you're not.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
Hey, I like Sid, I saw him last year. I got a hunch he's due. I don't want him to do good because I dropped him, but I don't know why. There's just something about him. I think the situation he's in with Arian Foster, I mean, I think it's a bad situation for him, but I think he's got some upside. I definitely seen he runs hard. You know, he's small, so I like him.
Soul Kitchen Radio.
What about Terrence Webb? What about Terrence Webb?
Hey, I told y'all last week they changed the offense. And who was expected to ball?
Fantasy football.
My dude, I'm always dipping in the Patriots basket, but if you have not picked up James White, you're missing out.
Yeah.
He's really heating up. He is heating up. He kind of steps into that Deion Lewis role pretty damn well. And Tommy's seeing him. And I'm not going to say white collar, but, you know.
But you said
only for this, so don't. I know it's slipped up, damn it. Slipped up. But
it's damn rusty.
This is one
man.
Time. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. It's the only time it's appropriate.
Let's talk about
fantasy football.
So this week against Indianapolis Colts, Marcus Mariota is going to ball. He is going to get off. He is out there, guys. You know, you got to kind of get away from your Aaron Rodgers now. You have to kind of get away from those guys who you think, you know, because of their name, is going to get things done. And you're going to have to let Marcus Mariota, you know, lead your team. This week, you know, when these buys come in, that's where fantasy championships are won and lost. If you can sneak a win in this week, that could be the difference down the road. Marcus Mariota, guys, go pick him up.
All aboard!
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
Fantasy Football.
on now. Waiting on this phone to be answered. Come on now.
She's sleeping in for her birthday.
That makes sense.
Dang.
I had a good one for her, too.
Come on, lady. Maybe she's on the toilet. All right. Well, we'll call back. We'll call that. We'll call her back in a little bit.
There's still some time.
Let's go through a couple more. We still got some time. They're looking for a little help. Need a win to clinch a bye week playoff spot and have tight end injuries to overcome. Everybody has tight end injuries to overcome. Who's the best start? Ricky Seals-Jones or Austin Seferian-Jenkins? The tale of the three names. What's his wife's? What if one of these guys' wives wants to keep her name too? Say it's Black. She would go Ricky. She would go Marsha Black Seals Jones. Would that be her? Would she have three last names?
I think she would like hyphen. No, she would take her last name would be her middle name. That's how it goes.
And then what would happen to her middle name?
She would lose it.
Oh my God. Somebody it's gone, huh?
It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of doing business.
The cost of doing business. All right. Okay, so which one are we gonna take? Ricky Seals Jones or Austin Seferian Jenkins in this situation?
I don't know, man, but this week I'm high on the New York Jets. Austin Seferian Jones is projected to give 9.4 points. He didn't do well against Carolina last week. He had two catches for 27 yards, 4.7. Prior to that against Tampa Bay, he got 12.7 points. The guy is decent. He's 59% on. And again, I just think the quarterback is going to be good enough to get it done against Kansas City, and you're going to see Seferian Jenkins, and my guy Jermaine, they're going to get off today.
Yeah, I think he's been the main guy to go to out there in New York. So I mean, now they got other weapons showing up. So I think he's always a safe choice to start.
Yeah, you always want to go with the guy who you know. Austin Seferian Jenkins, this Ross dude. Who's he even play with? Ricky Seals-Jones. Don't know. Okay, need help. Flex, please. Just one. Jordan Landry, Carlos Hyde, or Josh Gordon? The first Josh Gordon question we've seen. Which one do we take? Jordan Landry, Carlos Hyde, or Josh Gordon?
It's Josh Gordon, such a tempting thing. I think if you're in a league where it's not a must that you start someone, then you can play around with Josh Gordon. But if it's a must, then you can't start him just yet because he really has a horrendous quarterback over there. So you can't just rely on pure skills to get you all those points. So unfortunately, you got to get Josh Gordon out of the mix on this one, so at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel the same way. You could if you're one of those leagues where you could just play around now because you're not making the playoffs, go ahead and put Josh Gordon out there. That's cool. But if you need to make some plays, you need to make something, you might want to just stash him for another week, because if he goes off this week, then next week is going to be even better for you. That's my opinion, Lou.
Well, you want to go with Josh Gordon for old time's sakes, but we're talking about money and getting in the playoffs this week. So Jarvis Landry is going to be where it's at. 15 points against the New England Patriots last week. He's projected to give 13.2 this week. All he's done in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, is put up 15, 15, 19, and 15. And they're playing the Denver Broncos. So he's going to shine today.
All right, there it is. Okay, so here's another one. Wentz or Brady? Carson Wentz. or Tom Brady. And whichever pick, the always other seems to do better. Also, Richardson or Curse in a PPR flex spot. Let's start with the first one. We never sit Tom Brady, right? But then here comes Carson Wentz.
Wrong.
Out of nowhere.
You sit Tom Brady. You start the Wentz wagon. He's going against a banged-up Seattle defense. This is the win for the Philadelphia Eagles to clinch the NFC East. All of the Eagles nations, fly, Eagles, fly, cry, cry, cry. All of these clowns are just so excited today. They're so ready to defeat Seattle at Seattle, you know. And the defense is banged up. So Carson Wentz is going to have a coming-out party tonight. He's going to put up 20-plus points, and he's going to do it in style. And this will be the week that I would sit Tom Brady and let the young man, young Mr. Wentz wagon, get his thing on.
And I got to second that. And you know me, I'm a huge Tom Brady fan, but I got to second that because for some reason, it doesn't matter if the Buffalo Bills were undefeated. When they come and play against the Patriots, they bring their A-plus game. So I don't think Brady's going to have the easiest game, the Bills, today. I mean, I don't think it's going to be an upset, but you never really know. Buffalo Bills, they really come out strong, so I don't think he's going to be dominating all game long.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Who are you?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, yeah, I know, honey. And happy birthday to you. Today's your birthday, too, you know. Did you guys know today's Rick's birthday, too?
Yeah, happy birthday, Rick.
Yeah, he was my birthday baby.
Born on the same day. Go ahead and tell him the story, Mom. When I was
about,
born, you were drunk.
About you? How you were born
you were drunk
or what?
When I was born.
No,
hold on,
I wasn't
hold on.
Drunk here. Jan was the one that was got beat up that night. She took you to the hospital, and she ended up going to jail because she was married to a Marine, a sailor, an Air Force, and it was a sailor, a Marine, and anyway, she was married to four guys, collected all this money, and then what happened is that night that I had to go have you at John Muir. She's the one that showed up, and she was all beat up, and all this stuff. And she took me to go have you. You even got a police escort to the hospital and all this stuff. And she waited till you were born and all that stuff. But you should have seen her. She was a mess. But then later on, she ended up beating up the girls. But she said, they can't take me one by one. So there was four girls that beat her up and all that stuff. But she ended up beating two of them up. They didn't turn her in. And the third one did turn her in. She went to jail for 2-4 years. Because she was collecting all this money from all these guys. She ended up working for the police station in Walnut Creek. Now, I haven't seen her for years, but she did want to be your godmother, but I don't know whatever happened to Jan. I don't know whatever happened to her. I never heard from her anymore. But she did work for the police station.
There's a song for you.
Huh?
There's a song for you.
You're telling me about your dad, for Christ's sake. He might have been famous in Guam, but he was famous for the police right here in Comfort. I used to have to call Comfort on him all the time. I couldn't get rid of him. Are you still there? Rick,
there you go, Mom. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, okay, honey. Well, happy birthday to you
hold on.
Okay.
We got a call. Mom, wait. Don't hang up. You got a call in.
Okay.
Go ahead. I hear you. We got a call from somebody else that wants to talk to you, Mom. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't hang up, Mom.
Okay.
Mr. Metro, is that you? How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm still alive. Who is
that? That is good. It's me. It is your friend. It's Donald.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's going to Ricky's friends? Okay, well, thank you for calling me because today's my birthday. I just turned 80.
I know it's your birthday. And this is for you.
And today's
Ricky's
birthday, too.
I don't know.
He's talking to Donald Trump, huh?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Now, who's on? What did you say?
It's the president.
What?
It's the man you voted for. You know
Hello?
Me.
Who's
you
who's
love
this?
Me.
Oh, yeah, I love
it
you,
is your
too.
President.
Oh,
now,
okay. Well, tell him happy birthday, too. I mean, happy birthday to me. Thank you.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to interrupt, but I have to. It's too much talking, okay? I want to fly you out. I want to hang out with you. I want to bathe you in champagne for your birthday. How does that sound?
Hey, that sounds pretty good, really.
Well, get
That's
ready.
Donald Trump, Mom.
I'm preparing for you. We're going to hang out, but I need your vote. I need your vote.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to sell half a
You're
vote. You
vote for Donald Trump?
Ricky, I don't know what's going on with you. I mean, what is this? Is this for real or what? Is this a joke or what?
This is not a joke. This is very serious. I need you to take this seriously, please. I need your vote.
Okay, whatever.
I'm going to buy half of Oakland, and I'm gonna build real estate there. How does that sound?
Oh, okay, whatever.
We're going to do that together.
Okay.
I need you to get your bag ready. I'm going to fly you out.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to have fun. We're going to enjoy ourselves.
All right. Okay.
Let's forget the poor. They are disgusting. They are nasty. They are nasty.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to work for me now. But I'm going to need you to forget who Rick is. He's no longer your son.
Okay.
That's a deal. So
we'll
get ready. I'm going to pick you up.
Right now you can because I'm feeling sick.
I don't care. I need you.
Well, I care. I can because I don't want to go out and get pneumonia and stuff or get sick.
It's all right. I have some whiskey. Just get ready.
You got some whiskey? Oh, my God.
I know you like to party. I know you want to enjoy yourself. We're going to stop by Vegas. We're going to party. We're gonna get crazy. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
I need you to tell me some information.
What?
It's regarding Ricky.
Regarding Ricky? That's my son.
I know, but what would he's no longer your son. I have another son for you.
Well, why is he not my son?
Because I need to sell Ricky.
You need to sell Ricky? I don't want you selling my son.
Well,
who are you
going
to sell him to?
There's some people I talk to in China. They want Ricky. He thinks he's of value, and I want to sell him.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want you to sell my son.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's a business move. Do you understand? We need to make business moves. America is weak, and we need to make moves.
Oh, whatever. I guess you better ask Ricky if it's okay that he's being sold.
It's going to be just fine. Ricky's been sold. He loves what I got him. So we're going to make this happen. No ifs or buts about it. And I'm going to have a deal for you. So good. You're going to love it.
Oh, okay.
How about a nice house in Bahamas?
So what?
For Ricky.
Whatever, Ricky. I guess.
See, you're the right kind of person. I needed you, so I appreciate you. Now, I got to go to the bathroom. I ate a bad enchilada. So I'm going to let you talk to Ricky and tell him goodbye.
Okay.
Okay, Mom.
So,
Ricky.
That was Donald Trump.
I heard all that stuff. What? Ricky?
So, happy birthday.
Say
goodbye
to Ricky. Happy birthday to Ricky, too. Today's his birthday.
It's his last birthday.
No, it's not going to be his last birthday.
Taiwan Jones, you're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Fantasy football.
Hey, Mom's going to whoop him up.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are going to cook him up or what? Make enchiladas out of him or what?
Yeah, don't mess with my baby.
No, don't mess with my baby. He's my baby.
All right.
Ricky, are you still there?
All right, Mom.
Okay.
Back. Sorry. Well, let's go through a couple of picks real quick before the show ends. A couple of happy birthday picks, Mom. Lou, cue them up. What do we got for her? Just a couple.
All right. How about go back? Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Pittsburgh.
All right. Seattle and Philadelphia.
I guess Philadelphia. I'm not sure.
The Giants or the Raiders?
The Raiders, of course.
Rams or the Cardinals?
The Rams, I think.
All right. The Panthers or the Saints?
The Panthers.
Oh, it's going to be a good one there.
Cleveland or the Chargers?
The who?
Cleveland Browns or the L.A. Chargers?
The L.A. Chargers, I guess.
Oh, and look at this one, Mom. Here we go. I got this one, Lou. Chicago Bears, Mom, who you really like, or Santa Clara 49ers?
I'll take the Chicago ones.
Oh,
right. Remember, I used to live in Chicago?
She picked the Bears. Yeah, she picked the Bears over the 49ers. Great call,
Mom.
No,
the 49ers.
Right.
Well, can't you put both of them down?
No, only one of
what?
Them could win. Who you got, Chicago Bears or the 49ers?
Well, the 49ers, I guess, because that's a California team. But I was going to vote for the other guys, too, because I lived in Chicago for a while.
I know. Oh, it's so tricky. All right, Mom. We'll put you down for Chicago Bears winning, beating the 49ers today. I'll tell Ernie.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know, honey. Whatever. Just either one of them, anyway.
Okay, Mom. Well, happy birthday, and we'll talk to you later on. I'm on my way to the Raider game.
Oh, okay, honey. Well, you have. I hope your team wins. Whatever you. Are you going to the Raider game? Oh, okay.
Yeah, me and Little Rick going to the Raider game.
Are you and Little Rick
okay,
are going
Mom,
to the
have
Raider
a great
game?
Day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Honey. Okay. Bye bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay. Have a great day. Bye.
I'll watch on TV. Bye bye. Bye.
Okay. Good. All right, guys, let's go around the horn real quick. We lost Chencho. He must have been just too hungover. He fell back asleep. Misha, from way up in the high winds of a turban butt, the turban butt, what do you got? What do you got going on today, man?
Well, Rancho's not here to speak on behalf of it, but today I really need Jimmy, not just because. You know, once a patriot, always a patriot. But he is the guy I got going in for this game and possibly the playoffs. So I really need to see Jimmy really light it up and show that talent that he has within him. So here for Jimmy.
Go for Jimmy G. Big Lou, what you got going on, man?
Man, I'm in dire straits. I need Big Ben, Kareem Hunt, Ted Ginn Jr., A.J. Green, Martavius Bryant, Rob Gronkowski, the Chiefs defense, and Steven Gostkowski to step the hell. I need points. I got to win. I'm fighting to get into the playoffs in the big money league. I'm on the outside looking in, but Kareem Hunt, I need you, boy. Answer the bell today, baby. You're number four ranked amongst all running backs. You gave me 3.8 last week. That's not going to fly. You got to step up and do big.
All right. And me, I'm going against the man. Hope he's got some teeth. Big Brian and his thing. I'm in second place. He's in fourth place. I have a chance to knock him out of the playoffs. He played Dak Prescott, got 19 points on Thursday night. Antonio Brown is in here. I've put up 200 points back-to-back in this league. And let's see if we can do that sucker again. Let's go Big Ben. Let's go Pittsburgh. Alvin Kamara. Leonard Fournette needs to step the hell up. And let's do something. And I'm waiting on that first. Micah Hyde, pick six. Hopefully it'll come against Tom Brady today. That'll be great. Soul Kitchen Radio, man. It's been great. We'll see y'all next week. Have a great day, guys.
All right, man. Happy birthday.
See you, buddy. Happy birthday, Rick.
All right. Thank you. All right, thanks, man.
And your mama.
Y'all later.
Yeah.
See you guys.
And my mama.
go, shorty. It's your birthday. Go, shorty. Go, shorty. It's your birthday. Go, shorty. Go,